Did the shipment of plutonium make it yet? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Supporters of the NSA's information dragnet maintain that the government has the right to snoop on Americans with overseas terrorist ties, even if the evidence justifying that snooping is too flimsy for a court. Liberals and constitutional conservatives consider it a betrayal of the Constitution. Neocons consider it crucial to national security. So, who's right? Well, one of my listeners, Ron, who works as an engineer, came up with a way to challenge his colleagues who don't think this is a big deal. What he does is send out emails to his neocon friends containing certain phrases. As a matter of fact, I'll just quote one of Ron's emails. Now, he uses real names, so I'm going to change the names, but otherwise, here's the text of what he's sending out. Quote, "I guess Fred is on one of his secret missions overseas again. Think he's using his real name this time? Do you think the NSA and CIA know that we know what he's up to? I thought all this spy stuff was supposed to be top secret. Acme Incorporated should be more careful that their employees, like Fred, don't post their resumes online. It's so easy to find all these unintended connections. I've even managed to link Fred to seismic monitoring of underground nuclear testing associated with Project Sterling. Did you know that the amplitude of low-frequency seismic signals in a fully decoupled nuclear test in Sol can be about 1/70th of those produced by a fully tamped nuclear explosion of the same yield? Did the shipment of plutonium make it yet?" Unquote. Ron says that seems to silence his neocon friends. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.